I study historically black settlements that were founded between 1865 up through about 1930. And during this period, African Americans went from owning less than 2% of all farmland in Texas to owning some 31% of all farmland in Texas. In order for African Americans to attain this land, they had to select land that was not appealing to most other people, namely to whites. So essentially, whites had the first pick. And so the land that remained was going to be the land that was in flood-prone areas. The good part is it's near water sources, but the bad part is you're hardest hit when the storms come. These were places where African Americans settled that didn't position them well to survive, flourish, or recover from disaster.